Ramsey TV.
How would you like to watch a video titled, The God Who Makes Everything Right? Well, you're there, and here it is. The God Who Makes Everything Right. Right here, right now. I'm going to talk about it, and you'll know everything there is to know about it when this show is finished. Ladies and gentlemen, nice to see you again at the beginning of the week here. This is Martin Zunder. I am your host at MZTV. The MZ stands for Martin Zunder. Before I go any further, you're wondering, Zunder, where did you get these super cool shades that you're wearing? Martin Zunder, are you kidding me? Are these Ray-Bans? Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, they are Ray-Bans. Now, before I go on, I must tell you, I would never buy Ray-Bans for myself. They're a little pricey. Somebody sent these to me as a gift. I got them in the mail. What a surprise. I'm going to disclose the name of the person because they deserve to be lauded and thanked publicly. David Simone. Thank you, my friend, for these glasses. What a shock. I can't believe it. Never had a pair of Ray-Bans. Never thought I would. Now I'm looking good. See, I found a bunch of different sunglasses on the street, but never a pair of Ray-Bans. Maui Jims, sure, found those. No Ray-Bans, but didn't have to find them. My friend and our friend, faithful viewer, David Simone, thank you. And for the nice note as well, thank you, your champion. Now, on to the business of the God who makes everything right. I'm going to read a passage from Romans, and I'm going to show you how the King James screws it up. I'm going to show you how the Concordance corrects it with good translation. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't see it yourself, but and you will because you're a smart audience, how this changes everything. Romans chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. Now, Paul speaking. Now, why are you judging your brother? Or why are you also scorning your brother? For all of us shall be presented at the dais of God. For it is written, Living am I, the Lord is saying, For to me shall bow every knee, and every tongue shall be acclaiming God. Consequently then, each of us shall be giving account concerning himself to God. All right, that was Romans 14, 10, 12. Now, many of the classic mainstream commentators have misconstrued this passage. They completely blown it. And how could they not? Because they're all, to a man, referencing, and yeah, to a woman, I suppose, referencing the King James Version. Now, in my humble opinion, referencing the King James Version in hopes of commenting upon God's thoughts is kind of like reading a meatloaf recipe in hopes of producing a cheesecake. Well, the KJV has been convicted, you've heard me say this before, but it's still true, of containing over 20,000 translating errors. So, maybe I shouldn't be so hard on it. As they say at BibleResearcher.com. Are you ready for this? This is what they say at BibleResearcher.com, and I swear I'm not making this up. Quote, hang on, I got to itch my nose. Oh, I always itch my nose when I have to quote the KJV. Here we go. Well, and I'm not quoting the KJV, I'm quoting somebody at BibleResearcher.com who is himself commenting on the KJV. Quote, it must be confessed that this highly esteemed version is excellent, but defective, period, unquote. Let me say that again. Let me quote that again from a writer at BibleResearcher.com. It must be confessed that this highly esteemed version is excellent, but defective. What a statement that is. How do you like my meatloaf, Martin? Oh, it's excellent, but defective. Yeah, okay. So the commenters, they think that God is telling us that this is what the idea you get from the King James Version. I'm going to read the King James Version in a second, but they think that God is telling us here, members of the body of Christ, that we should avoid judging others, like in hopes of giving them theirs, you know, like we're going to get back at them because we are going to get ours in due time. Yeah, don't judge your brother because God's got his eye on you like Santa Claus and you're going to get your just do in due time, namely at the judgment seat of God. That's how the King James mistranslates the dais of Christ. Are you kidding me? Martin, are you kidding me? No. They translate dais of Christ, judgment seat of God. I know, it's hard to believe, but that's what they do. I don't like that idea. Why would I? It reeks of law, not grace. It's a tit-for-tat thing. You do this to your brother, I'm going to do this to you. Just get ready because you're going to appear before me at the judgment seat. Wait, I'm a believer. I don't come into judgment. Oh, I changed my mind. My goodness. This reeks of law. It doesn't reek of grace. I like things that reek of grace. I like things that stink of grace. But no, this is law written all over it. It has foreboding written all over it like ketchup on meatloaf. By the way, I hate meatloaf. I hate meatloaf. Especially when people try to help it by putting ketchup on it. And I've gone to people's houses who know I hate meatloaf. And they say, yeah, but Martin, you've never tried my meatloaf. You've never tried my meatloaf. They always say that. Then I try their meatloaf. And Martin, what do you think? Your meatloaf is excellent. But defective. All right, so the proof is coming that this is not what it says. This is not a God warning us not to judge our brother because he'll be judging us. No. So the thought is, rather, that why judge or scorn anyone when God is going to make everyone right? Yeah, that's the thought of the passage correctly translated. And what that opening way I read it was from the Concordant version. The idea here, the thought is, why judge or scorn anyone when God is going to make everyone right? Let me read it again real quick from the Concordant version, just the main parts here. Why are you judging your brother? That's the big thing. Or why are you scorning your brother? That's the big thing. For all of us shall be presented at the dais of God, for it is written, living in mind, the Lord is saying, for to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall be acclaiming. Consequently, it goes into everyone will be acclaiming God. So God's going to have everyone acclaiming him, even people who are now not believers. So why scorn anybody? Because God is going to be gracious to them all. Why shouldn't you be? That's how the thing goes. That's how the thing goes. So this idea harkens the right idea, I should say, the not the idea, but the teaching goes back to verse 4 of chapter 10. I'm quoting now, Romans 10:4. Who are you who are judging another's domestic? To his own master he is standing or falling. Now he will be made to stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. There it is. For the Lord is able to make him stand. Don't judge that guy or that girl. Why? Because God's going to get me? No, because the Lord is able to make that person stand. Just like he made you stand. The Lord made you stand, so he'll do the same thing for these other people. Everyone will acclaim God. We acclaim God first. The dais of Christ is where we will appear. Unbelievers don't appear here. The dais of Christ happens before unbelievers even wake up. Yeah, they still have to wake up, the unbelievers, and go to the great white throne. We don't go to the great white throne. Well, we're at the great white throne, but we're the judgers. Not the judges, much better position to be in. I'm going to quote now from the KJV. Hold on to your meatloaf. Hold on to your lunch, your breakfast, whatever you eat. This is going to be bad. Okay, here's the King James Version of the same passage I read from the Concordant Version. Romans 14, 10 through 12. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Judgment seat? That was verse 10. Verse 11. Hang on to your biscuits. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Oh, wait a minute. KJV says confess. What did the Concordance say? Acclaim God. KJV has confessed to God. Verse 12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. That was the KJV. It sounds foreboding. Yes, it does. Of course it does, because it's mistranslated. There's no such foreboding here in Romans. For one thing, as I just told you, believers don't come into judgment. Jesus Christ said through the circumcision. Oh, this is what I'm going to repeat to you now. Is this from the circumcision? There goes my nose again. Every time the King James Version comes up. Okay. Jesus Christ said to the circumcision in John 5:24, he said, quote, "Verily, verily, I am saying to you that he who is hearing my word and believing him who sends me has life aeonian and is not coming into judging, but has proceeded out of death into life." Out of death into life. This is to Israel people, circumcision people, law people. They don't even get judged. They believe Jesus is their Messiah. Whew, come into aeonian life. Now, my question to you is, if this is true of the circumcision, and it is, I just read it, being those people who are merely forgiven of their sins, how much truer is it of us? We're justified by faith apart from law. Romans 3:28, by the way. And we're reckoned as righteous. You want to hear what Paul says about us? Okay. Romans 4:5, quote, "Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness." So I told you you didn't believe me. So the King James Version serves up a sickening concoction of cow meat and gluten. Sorry. Why do they put breadcrumbs in meatloaf? They try to help it. Ketchup, breadcrumbs, onions, it doesn't work. If you want to try to turn it into a hamburger, just serve hamburger. Anything that ends in loaf should be banned from all menus everywhere at all times. Loaf. Anything that ends in loaf. I'm sorry. It's not a happy word. It's not a good word. So the King James says we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, whereas the delicious dessert that we're considering from the Concordant Version and we're expecting from God, and we won't be disappointed, is this. All this shall be presented at the dais of God. Presented. What's the difference between the judgment seat of Christ and the dais of God? And secondly, how could the KJV have screwed up this translation so badly? David, thank you for these shades. Everything looks so cool. I'm wearing these Ray-Bans. Everything looks so cool from inside these things. Not to mention how cool I must look. Thank you so much. So there's a big difference. The proper Greek word, I'm going to give you the Greek word now, translated judgment, is krima. K-R-I-M-A, simple Greek word. In the New Testament, the KJV, that is the Greek scriptures, the KJV translated krima, judgment, 13 times. Okay, fair enough. Okay, yeah. Good for them. I'm happy for them. They did a good thing there. They translated krima, judgment, 13 times. But here in verse 10 of Romans 14, the Greek word is bima, not krima. It's bima, not krima. I tell you, it's bima. It ain't no creamer here. No, I said it's Beamer. Why do you make it something different, you English fools? It's a different word. Completely different Greek word, yet they translate it with the same word that they use for creamer. No, it's Beamer. It's a raised platform, not judgment. If you look up dais, Beamer, it's a raised platform. The Concordant translates it dais, which is consistent with a raised platform. So the question is, why does the KJV take a completely different word, bima, and translate it the exact same way they translated it, krima? Why? It's because this highly esteemed version is defective. That's why. So we don't come into judgment. No hammer is about to descend upon our heads. Nope. No boom lowered. No hammer descending. Rather, we are to be invited to step up upon a dais like the Olympic medal winners do. It's an awards platform. We'll be recompensed for the good deeds we've done in the flesh, and we've done a lot. Give yourself credit. You're going to be rewarded for stuff you've long forgotten. You're going to be a long time up there at the dais. You think you're such a failure and you've done so many things wrong, but you're going to find out all the things you've done right, and you're going to be surprised. It's like when anybody ever came up to the Three Stooges. People approached the Three Stooges occasionally, and they said, "Gentlemen." And the Three Stooges would always look behind them. "Gentlemen, where?" No, he's talking to them. So Christ is going to say, "Congratulations for doing that, my good servant." And we're going to go, "Who? What? What are you talking about? Who did that? You did that. When?" 1974, May 16th. "I did? Roll the film, Gabriel." Yeah, God's got those old 16mm reel-to-reels. Oh, man, you're going to see that again. You're going to be happy about it. So it's an awards platform. Yes, it will be a time of reward and, I must tell you this, adjustment. Yeah. So the adjustment is for things that maybe not so good. I mean, it goes without saying, I think, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm Martin Zender and I have to say it. The rewards will feel good, but even the adjustments will be like, oh, yeah, the adjustments are going to feel great too. Kind of like, you know, when you go to the chiropractor and you got this little kink in your back or your neck, and you know that whatever that dude does is going to make it feel better, but you kind of dread that moment where, oh, you know, but he goes, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, that's the dais. For those bad things you did, don't worry, there's not going to be a film of those. No, those are on the editing room floor. You'll know they're there, but nobody's going to review those, but there's going to be a, oh, yeah, it's going to be a, oh, that feels much better. It's going to be a satisfying feeling. Tomorrow, I'd like to talk to you about that every tongue acclaiming. See, what a difference between every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, and the concordant has a claim. I'm going to look at that Greek word for you. This is what I'm doing, and we're going to analyze it. I'm going to show you how great the Concordant version is. And, of course, we're going to let the truth belonging to it flower. And we're going to stop and smell the flowers. After that, we'll stop and smell some coffee, and we'll be energized then to smell more flowers. But we are not, definitely not going to eat any meatloaf.